Hij is op dit moment net in Nederland en bezig met promotie van namelijk de grote theatertour Best of Ireland. Die, en dat is wel heel erg mooi, en daar gaan we straks met Jan Heij nog even over hebben. In première gaat namelijk in de kring in Roosendaal. Dat is dus de landelijke première. En daar doet Johnny Logan ook aan mee. En Johnny Logan, die kennen we natuurlijk als drievoudig songfestivalwinnaar van 1980, 1987 en in 1992 schreef hij namelijk het lied voor Linda Martin. Dus laten we hem in de uitzending halen.
Hey, well, on the telephone, I'm very proud to have him in our show. Johnny Logan, good evening.
Good evening, Mario.
How are you?
Nice to be here. I'm fine, thank you.
Yes?
I'm, like I said, glad to be back in Holland again.
Yes, you're back in Holland?
In Nederland. The Netherlands.
Well, you were already here in December at the great Song Festival party.
Yes, that was wonderful. We had a great time there.
Yeah?
I kept expecting Paul DeLeo to turn up and ask me to do another interview on a toilet seat. Back in the mid-80s, he was in Dublin for one of the Eurovisions, and he had this great idea that we would do an interview. And we would do it in two different cubicles, you know.
Yeah.
So I agreed, and I was very young and I agreed. And he never let me forget it over the years. Every time I turned up on his show, he'd have a toilet on stage. So this is, I just hope it's not a Dutch thing.
No.
I mean, on every show that I come to,
it's not really a Dutch thing, Johnny. So let's mention the two times.
It's not a tradition.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's mention the two times you won with the song.
Three times, please. Thank you.
Yes, and the third time for Linda Martin, of course.
Yeah. But I was the writer. But I was also the writer with Hold Me Now.
Yeah.
So I always think Shay Healy said to me when he wrote What's Another Year, the first Eurovision win, I won in The Hague in 1980, he used to always say to me, this songwriter is always like a second class citizen, and I never really understood that properly until, because with Hold Me Now, I was the singer and the songwriter. I never really understood it properly until I wrote Why Me, and that won the Eurovision. And, people kept on saying two times, but then I was with people like in Germany, Ralph Siegel, who wrote Ambition Frieden, and nobody there would dare say you didn't win the Eurovision to him, because it was such a huge thing for him. And, I kind of understand it much more. So I always, and I don't mean it disrespectfully, but I always correct people when they say you won twice. I won it three times.
Yes.
I was part of the winning team three times.
Yes, sure. And what was the secret of these great winning songs in 80 and 87?
And in 92, thank you.
Yeah, 92. And 92, of course.
You're not going to get away with that, Mary. So the real secret is that I got a lot of 12s. But to answer you as honestly as I can do, not one of the songs was written to be a Eurovision song. They were all written deeply from the heart, and they were about real emotions, and they weren't written, they were written to be great songs, and that's what they turned into. And, you know, I didn't sit down and try and write something with a hook that was going to win at the Eurovision.
Yeah.
In saying this, that when once in those days we played them live with orchestras,
yeah,
it wasn't backing tracks the way it is now.
No.
And I think the arrangements, it was if there was a secret, is if you had that great song, it was to edit it down to 3 minutes and to have a really good arranger. Yeah. I was lucky in with What's Another Year and with Hold Me Now that I had Bill Whelan, who wrote all the music for Riverdance. You know, the thing is, the most important thing I believe, Mary, is to believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because if you want other people to believe, then you have to. And I think...
That's you.
And I was, being the kind of singer that I am, I was never somebody who was going to have a hit record or win a Eurovision with a Diggy Lou, Diggy Lay or something like that.
That was never
going to work for me.
Yeah.
It had to be a performance song.
Well, that could be a secret, I think, Johnny.
Well, that's if there is a secret, that's it, Mario.
Okay. And are you still asked to write songs for singers who want to perform?
Yeah, I was just playing Johan, who's the tour manager with us. So I was just playing a song that I wrote for a boy band in Germany that I just finished last week. But I just finished an album, which is not released yet, obviously, with the Folkland Philharmonic Orchestra of Irish music, but classical Irish music, the kind of stuff my father used to sing, like Danny Boy, and she moves through the fair. And that's something for the future. It's finished and it's recorded, and I think it's a wonderful piece of work.
Yes.
But that's for the future. My father was an Irish tenor. And I grew up with Irish. I grew up with Irish music. Actually, in 2005, I had an album called Johnny Logan and Friends, which was all Irish music, like Whiskey in the Jar and Molly Malone, and that was double platinum. It was number one for 6 weeks in Norway.
But your father brings you the love for the Irish music, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's being Irish, growing up with the music, but also then having a father who made his living from singing it. You know, when I was 14 years old, Mario, I toured New Zealand. My father had rheumatoid arthritis. He was a very religious man, and he brought me with him because I was terrible in school. And he asked me, would I get my A-levels? And I said, no chance. So he said, well, come with me and you can dress me for the concerts. So for 3.5 months, I was in New Zealand dressing him while he did 2-hour concerts every night with a piano player singing Irish music. Right. And I think maybe that's where I picked up the bug for music itself, for singing live and this sort of thing. But it's it was also when I was a young man, 16, 17 years old, I was washing glasses in Irish traditional houses, very famous ones in Ireland.
And you also did two albums of Irish Connection?
Yes, the Irish Connection and the Irish Soul.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There was another one, an Irish Man in America.
Okay,
I think the two that followed on from each other was the Irish Connection and the Irish Soul.
Yeah.
They were the one related to each other.
Say now my words are not enough.
And now you're joining the Dutch tour of Best of Ireland for the next week. What can we expect from you?
Well, obviously, you know, what I've done is I spoke with Peter, who's the band leader, and I've just met Donna, who's one of the singers. She was on the plane coming from Ireland with me. I met Johan, who's our tour manager. But I'm going to obviously sing all three Eurovision songs. But what I've said to the guys is let's adapt the songs to the lineup, the musical lineup of the band, rather than try and do them exactly as they are. So it's going to be all of those songs plus the title track from my last album, It Is What It Is, and a song I wrote called The Irish Soul.
Yeah.
And I was also the original singer of You Raise Me Up. I was the first person before Josh Groban, before Westlife.
Okay.
And if you Google that, you'll find out that it's true. There's a documentary, a Norwegian documentary by Secret Garden about it, and a book about the making of the song. Now, it's admitted to in that that I recorded it before Brian Kennedy and all of this as well.
That's great. Right. And your son is also in the band?
And my son is with me in the band. We were also going to do Galway Girl, which I had a big hit with. And, you know, it's a lovely opportunity. I mean, I love Holland. I've always loved Holland because it was the country that I broke, you know, I became internationally known through What's Another Year. And
I've
made friends over the years, many friends who've remained very close.
And What's Another Year, of course, was a very big hit here.
It's a huge hit. It went to number one everywhere in Europe. And again, 40 years later, to be back in Holland, you know, like sort of from performing with a band doing the Best of Irish.
Yeah.
What was wonderful for me, Mario, was the reaction from the audience to the songs What's Another Year and Hold Me Now.
Yeah.
And then when Linda sang Why Me. It's, you know, 40 years later, it's so gratifying, and I'm so grateful to God and to everybody who loved those records and bought them, that they started this road for me. It's been an up and down journey, but it's been wonderful, and I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah, well, and still, after 40 years, I still get goosebumps when I hear the first tones of What's Another Year.
Because thank you. That's good.
With the orchestra starting, and it's so magnificent song.
It's wonderful. You know, I did it on there's a very big chat. The biggest chat show in Ireland is called The Late Late. It's on every Friday night, and I did it last Friday. You know, like I sang What's Another Year on the show, and I sat on the couch, and Shay, who wrote What's Another Year, has now Parkinson's. He's quite bad with Parkinson's, and he came on at the end and sat down beside me, and John McColgan, who's the guy behind Riverdance, was in the audience as well. You could look at it two ways. It was either Night of the Living Dead, or it was a wonderful moment to remember all of that again. And I got chills up my spine and my arms when I sang it, because it was you know, people don't, they say, do you ever get tired singing that song or those songs? And the answer is no. Because they're not just songs, they're moments in my life and memories, and not just mine, but the people who come to the show, but people like yourself, who, you know, you were kind enough to say that when you hear the opening bars, you get that chill.
Well, and next week we are going to see and to hear it, of course, on the 12th of February.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yep. In theater De Kring, De Kring, you can say that?
De Kring. The theater De Kring, yes.
De Kring in Roosendaal.
I mean, I'll learn some more Dutch words, Dutch things that I can say before I leave, you know, before the end of this tour.
Have you ever been in Roosendaal?
Yes, I have. I was there, but it's many years ago.
It was
with the Royal Dutch Air Force.
Okay.
When they did the Eurovision show.
Oh, right,
but that feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, of course. Well, now, on the 12th of February, we're going to enjoy from you your songs, of course, in the Best of Ireland next Wednesday in the Kring in Roosendaal. I want to thank you and, a lot of success, of course, Johnny.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you very much for the interview and for helping promote the concert. I'm really looking forward to this tour.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oké, bye-bye.
En tot zover natuurlijk Johnny Logan. Echt een ontzettend aardige man. Ik ga toch nog eventjes vertalen, want het was best natuurlijk wel een lang interview in het Engels. Hij won twee keer met zijn eigen zang en één keer voor het lied dat hij in 92 schreef voor Linda Martin. En hij corrigeert ook altijd mensen die zeggen van, ik heb niet twee keer gewonnen. Nee, ik heb eigenlijk wel drie keer gewonnen. Omdat ik dus natuurlijk ook het winnende lied in 1992 voor Linda Martin schreef. Ik vroeg hem naar het geheim, hoe hij dus die drie winnende songs kon maken. Hij zegt, ik ben gewoon lekker gaan schrijven. Ik wilde gewoon een goed lied hebben. En dat hoefde niet per se voor een songfestival te zijn. En hij zegt, en toen is het gewoon gelukt. De liefde voor de muziek, en zeker ook voor de Ierse muziek, dankt hij waarschijnlijk toch wel aan zijn vader. Dat was namelijk een hele bekende tenor. En hij denkt toch dat de liefde voor de muziek daar vandaan komt. Hij zingt nog steeds volop muziek. Hij maakt ook nog albums, waaronder dus de Ierse muziek. En daarom gaan we hem dus ook komende week zien. Onder andere dus in Roosendaal. Zijn zoon die zit namelijk ook in de band, de Celtic Clan, die meekomt. En is muzikaal gezien ook zeer goed opgeleid. En daar is hij best wel trots op als zijn vader natuurlijk. En aanstaande woensdag, dan gaat hij de drie winnende liedjes zingen en twee andere, waaronder van zijn laatste album en Raise Me Up, dat wij ook natuurlijk kennen van Westlife en Josh Groban, maar eigenlijk zong hij het dus al voordat zij ermee aan de haal gingen. Nou, en natuurlijk kunnen we niet anders doen dan natuurlijk dat grote winnende songfestival lied uit 1980 krijgen, waar ik nog steeds kippenvel van krijg. Hier is Johnny Logan met What's Another Year.
I've been waiting such a long time, looking out for you, but you're not here. What's another year? I've been waking such a long time, reaching out for you, but you are. What's another year? What's another year for someone who's lost everything that he owns? What's another year for someone who's getting used to being alone? I've been praying such a long time. It's the someone who's getting used to being alone.
een saxofoonplayer natuurlijk ook nog, hè, die op het eind en in het begin natuurlijk. Dat was Johnny Logan natuurlijk, Watson of the Year. En aankomende woensdag dan kun je hem gaan beleven. Dus in Theater de Kring in Roosendaal. Bij de Best of Ireland. En daar zijn nog plaatsen voor verkrijgbaar. Het is nog niet helemaal uitverkocht. Dus en we kunnen het zometeen misschien nog even vragen aan Jan Heijn. Want als het goed is, dan schuift hij dus in de tweede uur aan. Hier bij ons in het programma Spotlight. Dus,
ja, als het goed is wel, ja.
Nou, we hebben nog 20 seconden en dan zit het uur er eigenlijk op. Het uur 1. En dan gaan we natuurlijk naar uur 2 zometeen. Hè? Dus, ik zou zeggen, blijf gewoon lekker luisteren wat ons betreft. Zometeen natuurlijk ook aandacht natuurlijk voor Tina Turner onder andere. Met een hele mooie live uitvoering. Blijf erbij.